From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. Hospital beds across Missouri are nearly four-fifths full, and capacity is even more limited in intensive care units as the coronavirus pandemic continues its autumn surge. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services on Monday cited 2,805 hospitalizations statewide. That's double the number from a month ago. The state's COVID-19 dashboard notes that just 21% of capacity remains at hospitals, and ICU capacity is down to 17%. ICU capacity is at 13% in the southwestern part of the state and in St. Louis. And Boone County is going under a mask mandate starting tomorrow. The Columbia Missourian reports the mandate was approved 2-1 by county commissioners as a response to rising COVID cases. According to a news release from Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services, everyone over the age of 10 is required to wear a mask when with people outside of their household. A similar mask requirement was already put into place within Columbia city limits in July. Exceptions to the mask rule are made for those with health problems, mental health conditions, or disabilities that make it difficult to wear a mask. The rule goes into effect Wednesday at midnight until December 8th. The county press statement refers to CDC data that show wearing a mask can prevent the spread of COVID to others. Missouri prisons have seen a surge of inmate deaths connected to the coronavirus this month, prompting civil rights leaders to urge additional steps to protect prisoners and staff. Early in the pandemic, confirmed cases were common, but mostly mild among Missouri prisoners. Through August, the state reported just one inmate death, but 26 additional inmates infected with COVID-19 have died since September, most of them this month. A state spokesperson says it isn't certain that COVID-19 was the primary cause of death in most cases. All but two had serious underlying conditions, such as late-stage renal failure, heart disease, or cancer. A woman who, as a child, bounced between foster homes and often slept on the couches of friends in Missouri has been named a 2021 Rhodes Scholar. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 23-year-old Mackenzie Fierston is one of just 32 U.S. college students awarded a four-year scholarship for graduate studies at the University of Oxford in England. Fierston said her foster homes were in several St. Louis area municipalities, including Manchester, Clayton, and Creve Coeur. She's a 2016 graduate of the Whitfield School in Creve Coeur and praised the teachers at the school for serving as parental figures when she needed them most. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.